You were 100% last week. You look like it. Well, like you're as close as you could, as you've been.
I felt pretty good.
Was it then this week? I mean, not practicing. I mean, do you feel better than you did last week?
I feel probably like the same as I felt last week leading to this point, to the Friday, leading up to Friday. So, you know, get the rest of today and tomorrow, be ready to roll Sunday.
As you look at the Bears, you know, a lot of injuries, that's a different defense than what you saw week two. So can you talk about the differences and similarities you see between the week two and what you saw now?
Having a lot of key players out, Tillman, Bridge, there's a couple of rookies in there that's filling the slot. You know, they're dealing with injuries, you know, on all levels, deep in the front, linebacker position, and as far as the secondary as well. So it's night and day, you know, but still it's going to come down to executing and protecting the ball and, just handling our business. You know, those guys on that side of the field, they got a job to do as well, you know, so they're going to come in and try to stop us and prevent us from accomplishing what we're trying to accomplish.
This year, kind of sum up how you feel about this year. I mean, you're still on pace for 1,400, 1,500 yards, whatever it is. I mean, how has it gone for you? You've had the injuries and so forth.
The injuries?
Yeah. You know, with the hamstring, then with the groin.
Yeah. It's been, a little frustrating, at times, we're kind of dealing with the nagging, tightness of the hamstring and, the groin and just, being 2-8 from 1. But you got to be resilient, man. You got to stay positive and try to make the best out of it. And, that's, as far as my mindset, that's what I'm trying to do. Just continue to put in work, take care of my body, and just continue to, to fight.
Did you ever in a million years see 2-8-1 coming?
No, I didn't. Especially how we started off, this season. How kind of, the first couple of weeks games, we were kind of letting them slip away, losing the last, minute of the game. Just some nail biters. So we knew we had the talent. We knew we had to kind of, get some things adjusted, and we just weren't able to do that, just continue. So yeah, I never would have thought we would be in this position right now.
The last 5 weeks, the Bears have given up an average of 200 yards rushing. I mean, I'm sure you go into every week excited, but is there a big number that can be hung on these guys?
I'm not gonna take it there. We like to emphasize the run, and that's what we're gonna try to do, go out there and establish a run game. Not to make any predictions. Just go out there and do what it takes to win, So if that's 150, then 150. Whatever it takes to win, that's what we're trying to do. I'm not trying to predict any type of number or stats right now.
Was Green Bay the best running game you guys have had this year? That the best you felt, most in rhythm?
Not necessarily. I would probably say, Pittsburgh has kind of got in the swing and, that felt real good as well. So I have to go with Pittsburgh again.
What's really clicking whenever you get that feeling of Pittsburgh and Green Bay?
I really feel like emphasizing the run. I think those two games probably the most carries I had, when you look at all the games this season. And, with that, you get the offensive line, those guys get their pits, their pads set. You get that mindset. Because it's a different mindset when you run blocking and you pass blocking. It's just totally different. So when you're doing it 32 times, 40 times a game, guys kind of get in the groove and you see things open up more.
Tough to kind of comprehend the fact that the division is just not what it used to be as far as down a little bit. So if you win a couple more games here and there, things are different based on how Green Bay's playing or Chicago and Detroit.
I know. I'm hoping that Chicago, Green Bay and Detroit lose out. That's the only way we can see any type of hope, so that's what I'm hoping for. It is strange. Normally, I feel like we have the best division in the NFL. And, you take away a couple of injuries and, it's still there, But it is what it is. It's football, every season you know, you're going to have a different story, you know, and how things play out. And this is one of those, you know, one of those years where, you know, we're kind of struggling a little bit.